We women have decided to take it into our own hands. Because you guys have screwed it up.
I will not.
Men wage war, but women wage peace.
I will not argue with that whatsoever. It was a light opening to a serious conversation with Julie Sitkoff-Bogan, who made her way from Israel to our studios yesterday to tell us more about women wage peace and their demands for a formal agreement that will once for all bring peace to Israelis and Palestinians.
Our job is getting our side to the negotiating table, okay? There are mediators, there are negotiators. That's their thing. They're politicians, not our thing. But our thing is to pressure our leaders into understanding that this is a priority, that we must have peace. We must have negotiations. War does not bring peace in the end. They're the treaties. They're the negotiated treaties that bring a lasting peace.
אף פעם לא יהיה שלום. אף פעם לא יהיה שלום. אף פעם לא יהיה שלום.
Julie Sitkoff-Bogan also shared a series of powerful videos about their movement. They'll be part of her presentation tonight at 7:30, sponsored by Congregation Havara. The discussion will be held at the Unitarian Universalist Church on Main Street in Williamsville.
We are always on the back of our representatives. Once a week, we go into the Knesset, which is the like our Congress, the political building, and we're a group of 30 to 50. It changes every week. Different women sign up, and we come in our white and our turquoise, and they know us. And we try and arrange. We have insiders, and we arrange meetings with different leaders in different political parties every week, a different leader. And then we sit up in the balcony and watch over them, what they're doing and how they're discussing. So they know that someone is always there, that they can't push this peace and this non-peace to the back anymore.
A small group of about 100 started Women Wage Peace. Now that number has increased to over 30,000. For Julie Sitkoff-Bogan, the journey began in Buffalo. After graduating from the University of Buffalo, she moved to Israel in 1983. She developed a professional career, raised three children, all of whom served in the Israeli military. Now she seeks the peace that has been so elusive for so long.
Do you get any negative feedback for what you try to do?
I hesitate to say we get mostly negative feedback. I used an example of the last time we stood on the corners on the traffic lights. We get a lot of beeps and thumbs up, and we get a lot of fingers, unfortunately. And one time a car stopped, and they were Jewish. They weren't Arab, and they said they started swearing. As they passed us, they spit on us.
Oh.
So, you know, this is not dialogue. You can think differently than me, and that's okay. And I want to hear what you have to say, but it has to be an honorable dialogue, a respectful dialogue. People are afraid. People don't know, you know, they think that we want to sell Israel down, that we want to, like, give up everything, but we don't. We want to sit and talk.
And at a time when pessimism and cynicism are dominant, that talk is refreshingly optimistic. Julie Sitkoff-Bogan shares that message tonight at 7:30. At the Unitarian Universalist Church on Main Street in Williamsville.
And the people that complain and say, no, nothing's ever going to change. Nothing can change. You see that nothing has changed. Okay, so that means we're going to stop trying? This is the future that you want for your children and grandchildren? I don't. I want a better future. For the world, I want a better future. Because when we have peace here, there'll be peace in other parts of the world. We're one world. We're one people. We have all come from the same place.
Women wage peace.
Join us.
Julie Sitkoff-Bogan, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's a pleasure.
بين الأرض والسماء ناس كتير بعيشوا السماء ما تخافوا تحلموا بالسلام.